Paul, we talked about an important day at Pittsburgh International Airport for the new build-out. It's what they call a top-off party. And joining us is Paul Hoback, who is the Executive Vice President and Chief Development Officer with the Allegheny County Airport Authority. Paul, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. Thanks so much for having me today.
Yeah, man. So I got you, Paul, and I got Paul Rasmussen. We're both excited about the anticipation. Explain what a top-off is and why this is a significant day.
Yeah, so this is a big milestone in the construction of the new Pittsburgh International Airport. Our 5,000 space parking garage is celebrating a topping out ceremony today. It's basically when you put your largest and your last beam onto the structure. We're having a signing event. It's a precast beam, and it's basically in celebration of the completion of the construction of the skeleton of the building, so to speak.
Paul, we've heard in the past that this is going to open in 2025, but no specific date. And the reason for that is what?
So, yeah, we absolutely don't have a specific date. We're going to open in 2025. Right now, there are two specific dates that we really care about in 2025. The first would be the date when substantial completion of the whole project happens. That is when, major work is done and you're just left with punch list items. But then, in the opening of an airport, you usually take 3 to 4 months to actually train, test, run trials with people coming in and utilizing the new terminal and the new roadway system and all those kind of things, doing all the testing and commissioning of all the new systems. And then you actually, set your date and have an opening date. And then that's what we call our date of beneficial occupancy.
And we're with Executive Vice President and Chief Development Officer, Allegheny County Airport Authority, Paul Hoback. So, Paul, I get it, because this is such an enormous project. I mean, if you had a landscaper come into your house, you wouldn't be sure when it would be done, let alone massive project. What's the budget for this again?
So we have $1.57 billion that we're spending on all the new terminal, the new customer service building, the new parking garage, all the new roadways. We have a bridge structure that's a three-level bridge structure that's larger than the Fort Pitt Bridge itself. So it's a very significant project. And we're also spending money, updating our airside terminal. So the new terminal is going to be connected to the existing airside facilities. So, I think it was our airline partner that said it best. You don't want to walk into this amazing new terminal and this landside terminal and it feel like the Jetsons, and then you walk through and it feel like the Flintstones when you get into airside.
Hey, Paul.
And so we're spending some money in the airside terminal as well.
Do you have any news, any new developments about the old landside terminal?
Yeah, so that it is scheduled as part of the project and part of the budget to undergo demolition. We've looked out and worked with a whole bunch of developers in the region to see if there was interest in reusing that landside facility, but unfortunately there's no interest at this point. So if we don't have some surprise developer come in and want to put money into it, then it'll be scheduled for demolition in 2025.
And then what would be in that place where the current terminal is?
So we actually went out and a request for proposals and are working on a contract with a new developer that could potentially develop that space into what could be numerous ideas. It could be future parking. It could be a commercial building. It could be many different things. So we're working on that plan right now.
So before you go, Paul, how do you describe to somebody that says, hey, Paul, just give me the elevator pitch on what this new experience will be when I get there when it opens next year?
So, it's going to be an amazing experience. This is an airport that's going to be built for Pittsburgh and by Pittsburgh. Our current airport terminals were built for one airline. They were built by U.S. Airways. U.S. Airways had all the design decisions in that. And this new airport's going to be built by Pittsburgh and for Pittsburgh. So it's going to be a Pittsburgh experience. There's a Fort Pitt tunnel experience, in connecting the new land side to the existing air side. There's going to be, of course, Franco Harris is going to be in this new building somewhere. We haven't picked out that final location yet. There's going to be Pittsburgh-based concessions. We're actually, as part of this program, adding up to 20 new concessions that will be opening by the time we open up the new terminal building. So it's going to be a Pittsburgh experience, and it's going to be the front door to the region that our region deserves, and we're so proud of the team that's out there building this today.
Well, Paul, I can tell you that as a commercial aviation junkie, a nav geek, if you want to call it that, I'm fired up. I'm really excited to see this terminal.
That's fantastic. Yeah, we're super excited about it, and it's a beautiful day to celebrate the topping out ceremony of our multimodal complex of this parking garage, and that's just one element of, you know, a whole new airport experience that we're creating out here at Pittsburgh International. So
no trams.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Straight to
no,
the
no,
gate.
No, there's no tram.
And you get your bags quicker.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's one of the big, there's currently 8 miles of baggage belt that your bags ride that takes an awful long time, especially when you're, arriving here in Pittsburgh. It takes an awful long time to get your bags. It's a 34-year-old baggage system, so we're updating all of those. It's a much more efficient system, and that's just one part of the passenger experience that's going to be elevated, you know, with this new airport.
Well, have fun today, Paul. Appreciate you taking time for us, and we'll see what you're talking about later on. I'm sure all the TV stations will be there, and we appreciate it.
It's awesome. Thank you so much for having me on the show this morning.
You got it. Have a great day.
You got it.
Paul Hoback, Executive Vice President and Chief Development Officer, Allegheny County Airport Authority, topping off day.